Pete Rose is 74 years old and still on the outside looking in as Rob Manfred has denied Rose's request to be reinstated into the game that Rose states he so cherishes and loves. It has been close to 26 years since Rose was banned from baseball after then-Commissioner Giamatti instituted the ban, after Rose was found to both not only bet on baseball, but on his own team. Rose, who had reached an agreement with Giamatti, which would have potentially allowed him to avoid a lifetime suspension, immediately violated that agreement, which led to a lifetime permanent ban. It is funny how memories change and are reworked over time to make one feel better and reconcile their behaviors and issues, as psychological research clearly shows. This, in part, is what is going on with Rose and the public, who have not only reworked their own memories, but many are also his contemporaries who are wanting forgiveness for their sins, as they are nearing the end of their lives, just as Rose is. Beyond all this, some just feel it is time to let bygones be bygones, and all are entitled to their opinions. Manfred's ruling did leave open the possibility that the Hall could vote on Rose's entry, as he deftly kept the Hall and the band from baseball separate issues in his comprehensive ruling. And perhaps it is time to put Rose's case to a vote. In this way, it will put all to rest before he and his contemporaries pass away. Rose, who's an addicted gambler and narcissist, is enjoying every moment in the spotlight. Make no mistake about it. One has to wonder if Rose really wants to enter the Hall of Fame, or whether or not he just wants more sympathy and discussion about Pete Rose as he runs all the way to the bank. Because after all, it was always about Pete Rose anyway, who at one time thought he was bigger than the game, and unfortunately for Rose, he found out no one is. This is Dr. Richard Lustberg with this Psychology of Sport Minute.